It's me, Tony T, and this is your Nerd of Godcast Daily Devo. Sometimes I have weird dreams, and last night I dreamt that I was in the middle of a zombie apocalypse, but I kept waking up and reliving the first day of the outbreak over and over again. I would wake up in a swimming pool for some reason, and as things started to go bad, I would have to try to save as many of my friends as possible, and then ultimately, reliving that day over and over again, try to stop the outbreak from happening at all. So when I woke up in real life from that very strange dream, the first thought I had was Groundhog Day of the Dead. And that kind of made me chuckle. So I started thinking about things that cross over genres like that. Random things, like how Mork and Mindy, which was a TV show about a wacky alien living amongst humans, is a spinoff of the very terrestrial 1950s Americana TV show Happy Days. Or how the character Patsy Walker was actually a teen humor romance comic book character from the 40s, but by the 70s, that character grew up and Marvel made her into a legitimate superhero, even featured as the butt-kicking best friend on Netflix's Jessica Jones. I remember the time that the Punisher actually showed up in Archie Comics. Archie and the Riverdale crew have actually done a lot of that, crossing over with the Ninja Turtles and even the Predator. Or finally, the show Community, which did so many genres within its own show, you never knew if the Greendale crew would be in a sci-fi epic, an old western, an animated adventure, or even a puppet show. And as I was thinking about this, I imagined a couple other genre-jumping ideas that I thought would be fun. Here's one. Rainbow Dash has to survive a deadly computer's attempts to try to test her to death, and she has nothing but a teleportation gun to save her. We'll call it My Little Portal. Or two Italian plumbers escape from a chain gang to the Mushroom Kingdom to seek some treasure. Super Mario Brother, where art thou? Or, in this one, Anne Hathaway has to become an assistant to Matt Murdock, the blind publisher of a fashion magazine, in, you guessed it, The Daredevil Wears Prada. Okay, that one was a reach. Anyway, I think it's cool when characters that you're used to seeing in one context jump to a completely different genre. It's kind of neat. It keeps things fresh. The Bible, God's Word, is actually made up of 66 different books written by 40-something different authors, and it's full of different genres too, from history to law to prophecies, from letters to churches and individuals to general proverbial wisdom. You should always try to understand the kind of literature you're reading and who it's being written to in order to understand how to contextualize what God is speaking through a passage of Scripture. A worship song lyric wouldn't be read the same way as a legal document, and a parable is not the same as a prophecy. It's amazing how God inspired such a wonderful and powerful text as the Bible to be so intricate and intentional. For you and me, knowing how to use it just makes it that much better. I'll leave you with this from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Well, that's all the time we have for today. For more Nerd of Godcast fun, visit us online at nerdofgodcast.com or hang out with us across all the social medias at Nerd of Godcast. We'd love to chat with you, connect with you, and exchange whimsical animated gifts with you. I'm Tony T for the Nerd of God Daily. Until next time, I ain't gotta go home, but I can't stay here.